Welcome back to The Sacred Life. I'm Shan Vanderleek, and today I'm sharing with you the goddess card that I drew for the month of April. Mother Mary rose to the top of the deck this month to remind us that faith is the key to receiving miracles from the divine. We often block ourselves from the abundance coming to us when we don't trust that the miracles we are praying for are actually on their way to us. Mary invites us to keep the faith. Just a little side note, I shuffled the deck twice and a few cards fell out, Mary on top, and I was going to go with Mary, and I decided to reshuffle and she came up again. So this was one of those times where Mother Mary wanted us to know that we need to remember the importance of keeping the faith. Every time I draw a card for myself or someone else, there's always some truth to be drawn from the message. If Mother Mary's message resonates with you, I invite you to write it down on a sticky note or somewhere where you can put it that's highly visible, whether it's in a notebook, journal, on your phone, in your notes, and just write down, expect a miracle. Have faith that your prayers have been heard and are being answered. And then sit with it for a few moments each day over the next month. And think about how it makes you feel. The message from Mary is that faith is the light that illuminates your pathway. Without faith, the future looks very frightening. And that is why it is essential for you to take whatever steps are necessary to keep your mind and heart filled with faith. Please do not give up hope on yourself or other people. Keep the candle of faith burning within your soul, as that one small inkling of hope can eradicate the darkness of all despair. Be the light that eliminates someone else's gloomy hopelessness as well. For as you make others stronger, it strengthens not only yourself, but the entire world. Various meanings of this card begin with letting go of worrisome thoughts, keeping your thoughts positive, noticing and following any divine guidance you may receive, praying, meditating, engaging in spiritual healing, visiting a power place. Mother Mary is the beloved Mother of Christ, known as the Queen of Angels, for her ongoing and miraculous healing work. Mary works closely with anyone who is a child advocate, teacher, or healer, so that she comes up at this time, right after these horrendous school shootings in the United States, isn't a big surprise. She loves children and is devoted to making the world a safe and happy place for them. If you would like to help children, ask Mother Mary for a divine assignment. Thanks for listening to The Sacred Life. If you'd like me to draw a goddess card for you, visit transformationgoddess.com/blog and make a love donation. You have several options to receive goddess card messages. So just visit the website and I'd be happy to pull a card for you.